Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to University of Adversity. I'm your host, Lance Isios. Today, we're going to talk about identity. We're going to talk about what identity is and how we can create a new identity and why it is so important. And my goal for this episode is to leave you guys feeling inspired to take action and to really think about, am I at a place in my life where I need to make some changes? Where do I want to go? Where do I want to be? And in this episode, that's what we're going to talk about. But before we get into it, I want to be fully transparent. This is my first episode that I've done in years without caffeine. I had herbal tea today, no tea, no coffee. And I'm doing this because I feel that caffeine has become this thing, this addiction that I need. And it's almost like I can't do things without it. And I don't like that feeling. Maybe you guys can relate. And this is part of this conversation too, right? About our identity, the things that we cling on to and what we do and why we do it. And I think it's really important, just like in last episode talking about social media, is to really have the awareness and look at why you do the things you do, right? And for me, I love coffee. I love tea. I love the jacked up feeling of being like on caffeine. But also, like, I can feel it draining my energy later on in the day. And I can just feel it giving me brain fog. And I can just, it doesn't feel right sometimes. And it just, I was like, you know what? It's time to go off it. Last time I did it, I went off for 40 days when I went to sit with ayahuasca in Costa Rica. And I realized that caffeine was just a story I was telling myself that I need it, right? I didn't need it after a few days. So I'm going to get to that point again. But obviously, I like it and I enjoy that kick. But I think, like most times, it's good to go off things for a while, right? Let the body go off it and then reintroduce it. Right? Build a different relationship with it. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to do my best to be as clear and, you know, give you my thoughts and ideas about this topic while being caffeine free. And I can already tell you it's interesting that it's like challenging to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. So identity, what is it? Okay. Identity, in my perspective, without pulling up the dictionary, is your perception of who you are, but it's a combination of the habits, the things you do on a daily basis, your belief system that is influenced from your past, from work, from teachers, from relationships, all of it, right? It's like you go through life experience and you accumulate all of these things, the good, the bad, the ugly, and it like shapes who you become. And from there, you create your daily habits and the actions that you perform daily. And some of them could be responding to the trauma that you went through. Some of them could be taking on things that you, like, let's say coffee, you started drinking one day and you felt, wow, I feel amazing, right? You start to do these things over time and then it becomes who you are. Right. And everybody's got a different identity. Everybody's different. And it's really influenced by what we've been through in life. But the exciting thing about that is that you can change that at any moment. You can literally say, I am going to create a new identity. I'm going to start taking different actions and creating different habits. You can do that now. But what's important is to have a reason why and an actual vision of what that looks like. if you can have a vision of where you want to be and you can break it down into what are the steps that are going to take to get there, and then you can distill it down to daily actions. Well, if you do that long enough, then you become the identity that is in alignment with that person you want to create. But if you're doing things that aren't in alignment, that align with the old identity, you're going to clash and you're not going to fully step into the new person that you want to create, right? Most cases, what got you to where you are now will keep you there as long as you allow it to. If you don't make changes and you don't change your habits, you're going to 5-10 years from now, you're going to have the same shit happening over and over again. It's the truth and the reality of it, right? So if you don't like where you are, you have to look at, well, what do I do every single day? Like, why, what is going on here? What are my habits? Who am I watching? Who am I following? Who am I hanging around? All that shit shapes your identity. So if you can study somebody or a person or something that you want to become, and you understand how they behave, well, then you can start to take those things and you can start applying them into your life, breaking them down into steps. Because you don't just magically think about becoming somebody and then you become that. No, it's an evolution of doing the things, that daily habits that are in alignment with that identity, right? And then you become that. The problem is that a lot of people aren't willing to give up who they were for who they want to be. There is a part of you that has to die. There's a part of you that your ego is attached to, the stories of the past that don't serve you anymore. We all have them. And it takes incredible courage to be aware of those things and to say, I've had enough, because I believe in a future more than I believe in this past story that I'm telling myself, or these beliefs about myself, or these habits that I keep doing that I know aren't serving me. Right? That is what it comes down to, because you're choosing everything that you do, and you're either choosing the person you want to be or you're choosing the old self to stay the same. So you have to look at, what do I do every day? What am I willing to allow to die? Now, in most cases, you will have to build completely new habits and a whole new mindset to level up. The higher the level you want to level up, the more so that's going to be. Can you take small steps and level up by having some of the same habits you had in the past? Sure. But to the degree that you are willing to give up what doesn't serve you from the past will be the degree that you allow yourself to step into new things and new possibilities, right? That's the key, is allowing that old self to die. There's always a death and a rebirth. And I know that may sound a little intense for some of you, but that's the truth. But most people aren't willing to let that part of them die because they're afraid of the unknown. They trust that, they think that the familiar life that they do every single day, the familiar past, is safe. Yet they'll just get stuck complaining about getting the same results. You're going to have to get uncomfortable and teach yourself new habits and a new belief system in order to become a new character in your life. And it's going to be uncomfortable. I like to use the movie character analogy. Think about it. Say you're playing Batman in a movie, or Batwoman, or whatever. You got to do a certain amount of practicing to become the best character you can be, right? Over and over again, you got to read the lines. You got to study the behaviors. You got to know what the director wants. You got to get clear on that. You got to rehearse it over and over again. And then you film the movie. And then the movie ends. You get hired for a new role in a new movie. Well, guess what? You're going to have to let that character die. You're going to have to retire that character, put it on the shelf, the mask, the costume, everything, and fully embody the new character. And it can be difficult because you're so used to playing that character. You've been rehearsing it over and over again, and it's given you validation, right? And that character that you've been playing in your life may very well be okay for you to just cruise through life with. I'm not saying where you're at is wrong. Only you know that. Maybe what you're doing is serving you perfectly. Like, this is for somebody that wants to level up their life. You get tired of being in the same fucking situation and you want to get to the next level. So what is that going to take? It's not like some miracle is going to hit you. Mind you, there can be some crazy shit happen. I do believe in miracles. But what I'm saying is that no matter what miracle happens, no matter what revelation you have, you still have to take action and you still have to do it consistently. Because if you have this profound transformation, but go back to the old self, well, then you're just going to get that same result again, right? That quote by Einstein, the definition of insanity. I know this gets used way too much, but it's true. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And if you want to have lasting change, you literally have to create a new identity. You have to create new beliefs, new habits, and surround yourself with people that you want to be around that encourage you. All of this stuff has a cost. What you watch, what you read, who you speak to, who you follow, all of this shapes your identity, right? And if you really want to make change, you have to fully commit to letting the old you die. I had to do it when it came to being a hockey player and then a bartender and in the entrepreneurial world and all this shit, these bad habits I had to let go. And I still work in towards every time I level up, it's going to take a different version of me. It's going to take a different level of commitment. It's going to be a different level of awareness. And then I have to break it down as to like, well, what's that going to take daily? And if I feel like I'm not progressing, then I have to look at, well, what have I been doing and what identity am I holding on to? And for me, one of the hardest identities to let die was my bartender days, because I gained so much validation from it. I also was able to travel. I was able to meet people, and it was a great part of my life that shaped who I am. But I also knew that that could only take me so far. And then I had to say, okay, this has served me well. I've also beat my body up for years. If I want to really make an impact in this world, what do I need to do? So I started studying people like Tony Robbins, you know, Aubrey Marcus, Dr. Joe Dispenza, like understanding like what they're talking about in order to get to that level. And that's what I started to do. I haven't been perfect, but I've been committed to the journey of figuring out what's limiting me, right? I'm off social media because social media was limiting me. It doesn't serve the behavior that I have with that, with Instagram and stuff like that right now, isn't serving the person that I want to become. So I have to reevaluate what lines up with the identity I want to create, right? Eating shitty food, doing all these things that don't serve my body. That's not aligned with the identity I want to create. And this is about being brutally honest with yourself. And if you need a coach, get a fucking coach, get somebody to hold you accountable. Because at the end of the day, it's about what action steps do I need to take? What's the long-term goal? And then how do I do it every single day to become that person? That's what it is. And while you do that over and over again, you build integrity with yourself, you build respect with yourself, and you realize, oh shit, that's who I am now. It's not like you're trying to be it. Once you get through the discomfort, it becomes the default. And then you look back at your old life and you're like, oh shit, I can't believe I used to be that. You ever had that before? Where you're like, wow, I can't believe that's who I was. You've completely shifted your identity. You've completely let that part of you die. And depending on where you want to go, and depending on the level that you want to reach, it's going to be that much more challenging. that much more self-awareness of what you need to let go, what you need to add in, right? Sometimes it's about letting shit go versus adding more. Once you let things go, you can reintroduce them and have different relationships with them. This is part of self-mastery. This isn't about mimicking or copying other people. This is about learning from others, but then using your own wisdom and understanding of yourself and your behaviors and where you're at to create the best formula for you and what gets you excited every day and where do you want to be, right? Because when you have a vision, you are the person that is working towards the person that can hold that vision. That's why it's important to know where you want to go, who the identity is you want to create, because then you just do everything to be the person that can hold that, because maybe you're not there right now. Most cases, the person that we want to be, we aren't able to hold that yet, but at least we know which direction to go. And then we can just start doing that. Then you look back and you're like, wow, I've come a long way. I've created a new identity. Does that make sense? I know you can't answer me, but you know, just a question there. But like, that's really what it is. In simplest terms, it's like, what do you do every day? What do you like? What don't you like? Are you happy where you are? Okay, if you're not, perfect. At least you can acknowledge that. Where do I want to be? Who inspires me out there in the world? Who's got the results I want? Perfect. Let's study them. What do they say? Oh shit. Okay, I got to get up early every day. Perfect. Try doing that. Try eliminating the junk food. Try eating healthy. Try exercising. Try reading books on things that you are interested in. And just go towards that thing. If you can do things consistently over time, it will work. You just have to believe that discomfort is okay. You're doing something new. It's like the imposter syndrome thing. If you're not feeling like an imposter, then you're not thinking big enough, because you have to become somebody else in order to become that thing. So that's uncomfortable. If you don't feel uncomfortable while you're creating a new identity or a new character in your life, that almost seems fucking weird, don't you think? Don't you think you should feel uncomfortable if you're actually pushing yourself to become better, something that you haven't done before? Because if you've done it, it would be easy and it wouldn't be actually creating a new identity. So be okay with that. Be okay with letting the things go that don't serve you and really embracing the discomfort of the unknown. And just trust in your abilities. Trust that what I'm doing right now, if I do it long enough, something great is going to happen. Maybe the end result of what you're trying to create won't be exactly what you want, but something great will happen. You will become a different person and your identity will shift. That's what it's about. Commit to yourself. Be real with yourself. Am I where I want to be? No. Okay, well then it's time to make changes, and the change happens in the daily practice. That's how you shift your identity. That's how you become a new person. Much love, everybody. I appreciate all of you. If you guys aren't subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you do so wherever you listen. And I truly appreciate you guys. If you haven't got a copy of my book, Mastering Adversity, Unlock the Warrior Within, Turn Your Biggest Struggles into Your Greatest Gifts, go grab a copy. It goes to supporting this show. And this is a roadmap for adversity. Simple as that. I've been through it. I've been through a lot of shit, as you probably have. And if you want to have a roadmap and a formula to create more self-awareness so that when shit comes, which it will, you're ready, prepared, grab a copy. It's in the show notes, link to Amazon. And like I said, it supports the show. All right, everybody. Much love. We'll catch you next time.